Well, on Friday, it was a real treat talking to Carl Hiaasen, who was at the Maine Library Saturday night with his new book, Razor Girl, which I started on Saturday, and it is wonderful, as all his other books. I'm one of his biggest fans. And I'm also a huge fan of our next guest. Let me read from the website, daveberry.com. Dave Berry has been a professional humorist ever since he discovered that professional humor was a lot easier than working. Amen to that, brother. For many years, he wrote a newspaper column that appeared in more than 500 newspapers and generated thousands of letters from readers who thought he should be fired. Despite this, Berry won the Pulitzer Prize for commentary, although he misplaced it for several years, which is why his wife now keeps it in a secured location that even he doesn't know about. The great one, Dave Berry, back with us on the drive. Dave, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You did a gig in Corte Madera today. You're driving up now, huh?
I'm here. I'm at, I was in Corte Madera. That's right.
Yeah.
Now I'm in Santa Rosa, right?
Yeah, that's what you...
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. And tonight at Copperfields in Montgomery Village. As I said, you were in the studio with us a few years back, and that was...
I remember.
Yeah, that was a treat. So it's great talking to you again. What is new in the world of Dave Berry these days?
Well, it's been busy. I went this year. I've been on the road a lot. I went to Iowa and New Hampshire. You know, there's going to be a presidential election this year. Have you heard about this?
No.
Has it been on the news at all up here? I don't know.
No, we know nothing about
it. Okay. Well, apparently they're going to hold another election. I don't know why.
I hope you're running.
Well, of course I am. And I am. My strongest... The platform position that I take that gets the most attention for me is it's a medical care issue. I'm getting to be an older guy, and I think our highest priority as a nation should be for the medical profession to get to the prostate gland, other than the way they're getting to it now.
I agree.
my idea is like the procedure would be the doctor would stand 85 yards away and go, "Looks good from here, Dave."
Oh, beautiful. The new book is called A Florida Man Defends His Homeland, Best State Ever. You and Carl, both Southern Floridians.
Carl's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
We both work for the Miami Herald.
That's right.
So we are sitting on the mother load of weirdness down there.
Tell us about the book. I mean, I can't wait to read it because having you defend Florida is going to crack me up big time.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of grief in the state of Florida. It dates to really, I think, the presidential election of 2000 when we mess up. All the other states were able to figure out pretty early on whom they had voted for, and that it came down to Florida, which was going to decide the presidency, and we had no idea. I mean, they declared the state for Gore, then they called it for Bush, then they called it for Gore again, and then, briefly, William Shatner was in the lead. it was a disaster, and then we had the whole hanging chads ballot thing went on for weeks, and so Florida sort of lived up to its official state motto, Florida, you can't spell it without done. We've been the punching bag for the last, 15, 16 years for the rest of the nation. And so I decided to write a defense. I will admit that a lot of weirdness occurs in the state of Florida. We have only 6% of the nation's population, and we produce 57% of the nation's weirdness. That's a fact. That's a statistical fact. And it's on the radio now, so it must be true.
Exactly.
My argument is, among other things in the book, a lot of the people doing weird things in the state of Florida are from other states. And they come down there, and they, you know, like, for reasons that are not clear, when a person decides to get naked and urinate in a Walmart, that person always goes to Florida to do that, never any other state.
I've noticed.
But they're often from other states, so I'm like, it's not our fault. You know, we're like the Ellis Island for weird, stupid people.
Dave Berry's with us. He's at Montgomery Village Copperfields tonight. That's going to be great. One of the columns that you wrote back in the day was largely responsible for the movement to observe International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I got to tell you, Dave, I'm never going to forgive you for that.
That is correct. And, you know, it's one of those things, when you write a column, if you write a weekly column, I wrote hundreds and hundreds of them, and you never know what the result of the column is going to be. Mostly, sure. Usually, you know, nothing. But in this case, I wrote this column. These two guys wrote me a letter saying, hey, we think everybody should talk like a pirate on September 19th, that being one of their ex-wife's birthday. That's why they chose that date. And I said, oh, yeah, sure, I'll write a column. But, you know, I was looking for a column. So I wrote a column about why, you know, we should all talk like a pirate. And I forgot about it. And then comes that first September 19th, and this is back in the days of answering machines. I come into my office and punch the button on my answering machine. I had like 48 messages that all went, ah! I realized people were talking like pirates. And now, for some reason, it caught on. It's celebrated internationally. All these bars and restaurants celebrate it. Dunkin' Donuts gives away donuts that day. There's all these... And I don't know why, that just people felt this need to talk like pirates, even though really the truth is nobody really knows. After they get past R and Ahoy Matey, they're kind of out of pirate lingo. But I know that long after, I mean, 100 years from now, nobody will have the faintest idea who I was. But I think on September 19th, people will still be talking like pirates.
I think you're probably right. One of the things in the new book, Best State Ever, A Florida Man Defends His Homeland by Dave Barry, it says, okay, as you mentioned, sure, there was the 2000 election. People also seem to take their pants off for no good reason. It has flying insects the size of LeBron James, but it's a great state. And let's see, it says here, you celebrate Florida from Key West at the bottom to whatever that is at the top. From the earliest history to the fun fair of weirdness and gunfire. And the motto of Florida now, according to Dave, is, come back, we weren't firing at you.
Yeah, a lot of the book is kind of like a travel log. I drove around the state to, there's a lot of weird places in Florida that people don't know about. People, when they come to the state of Florida, a lot of tourists basically go to Orlando. They go straight to Orlando, go to the Magic Kingdom until they run out of money. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes. And then they're gone. They've kind of missed a lot of the state. So I drove around the state, went to a lot of places that people don't ordinarily get to or aren't as familiar with, like Weeki Wachee, which is a mermaid spring where you can sit in an underwater theater and watch women wearing rubber tails swim around underwater and eat an apple underwater. Pretty exciting, huh? That's kind of losing out to Disney World. I mean, because if you say, like, hey, kids, which would you rather do? Go to see Space Mountain and Mickey Mouse and Harry Potter, or watch a woman with a rubber tail eat an apple underwater, you know? So these old tourist attractions are kind of losing traction, and I kind of celebrate them in this book.
You were also, and we talked about this when you were here in the studio last time, you were part of the band, the Rock Bottom Remainders, with Stephen King and Amy Tam, and Al Cooper was the musical director for a while. Are you guys still doing anything from time to time?
Well, from time to time, I think what we do is about every 2 years, we get together and play. We played last year in Miami. What we don't do is rehearse.
Of course
not. I've been told there are bands who, this seems crazy to me, but I've been told this is what they do. They practice the songs first, and then they play them. And what we do is we play the songs, and then we go, man, we should have rehearsed. That's the key to our sound. That's why we call it hard listening music.
Tell everyone who may not know what a Rock Bottom Remainder is.
Well, it's this band, as you said, it's all authors, almost all authors, and a remainder is a book that doesn't sell. So it's when you go to a bookstore and there's a whole stack of books, you know, that's like $2, $3, that were originally $27 hardbacks.
Right.
Those are called remainders. They're kind of leftover books. So we call ourselves the Rock Bottom Remainders. And we like to think that because we mean it ironically, but in fact, some of us have had remainder books. So it's not as funny as it might be for some of us.
Tell me again how that came about. It was quite a while ago.
Yeah, it was back in 1992 when we started. A woman named Kathy Goldmark, who lived in San Francisco, was a media escort, which means that if you're an author on book tour, as I am now, somebody picks you up at the airport and takes you to your various interviews and stuff and makes sure you get to the signing in time, makes sure you get the flight out. That person is called a media escort. And Kathy did that, but she also played in rock bands. She was into the San Francisco music scene. And over the years, she found that a lot of the authors who came around either had been in bands or liked to go listen to bands. And she had this idea in 1992, wouldn't it be cool to get a bunch of authors with musical talent together and for one night have a benefit concert to raise money for literacy? The flaw in that plan was that none of us have any musical talent. but some of us have minimal, but we were not a good band. But we had so much fun. As Amy Tan put it at the time, I would do this to kill the whales. So we kept on playing, and we're, you know, here it is going on 25 years later, and we still sometimes get together and play, but we haven't gotten any better.
Good. That's the way we like it. Yeah. I've seen you guys on some videos, and it's really cool.
It's a shame. We try to destroy the videos, but...
Yeah, you didn't get them all. I got some of them. Yeah. The great Dave Barry, he is tonight at Copperfields in Montgomery Village, 7 o'clock. The new book is called Best State Ever, A Florida Man Defends His Homeland. And he's in Santa Rosa. This is exciting. I will see you shortly after 7 tonight, Dave.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Likewise, man. Thanks so much for taking the time, and have a great day.
And thanks for having me on, man. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.